organization of Staten Island's Newsline for the week starting Monday, March 23rd. On Friday of last week, we received an updated guidance on leave applicable during the outbreak of coronavirus. The guidance, posted on our website at osaunion.org, is 4 pages long and seeks to answer a number of questions. You should read the document for details, but in essence, all city workers have now been divided into two categories, essential and non-essential. The rules laid out in the guidance are generally clear, but are not always being followed perfectly by the agencies. The major problem areas are two. First, some workers who can work from home have not been told to do so by their bosses. Second, some bosses have trouble figuring out that their work is just not essential. For non-essential workers who could work from home but have not yet received approval to do so, there's a choice. You can just go to work and keep on waiting to have your work from home approved, or you can stay home and call in daily to offer to work from home. For non-essential workers who have been improperly deemed essential or whose status has not yet been determined, there's the same choice. You can go to work and protest, or you can stay at home and call in. In both cases, you may be asked to use your leave credits to cover your absence. Thus, your decision will probably be made due to health considerations. Are you personally at or above the age of 60? Or do you have immune problems, heart disease, or asthma? Does anyone in your household fit the extreme at-risk categories? If the answer is yes to any of these questions, you'll obviously have to decide on the proper course of action for your family. All those deemed as doing non-essential work who are sent home will not be charged against their leave credits. Please note, they are still subject to being recalled to do other essential work. This may happen to a number of our members, and it may indeed be necessary. More than a few of our members are doing essential work, and for those members, the rules are laid out neatly in the March 20th guidance as well. Things keep changing, so stay in touch. That's all the news is for now. Thanks for calling, and call again during this period.